Greetings to all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我向大家问安。
On behalf of the leaders of this church, I'd like to wish everyone a very blessed Christmas.
我要代表这个教会的长职们呢，向大祝愿大家圣诞蒙恩。
If you are here with us for the first time, a very special welcome to you as well.
如果你是第一次来参加我们的敬拜会呢，我要特别的欢迎你。
The topic for our consideration this evening is entitled Emmanuel, God with us.
今天我们的传讲的信息题目是以马内利，神与我们的同在。
God has never left us. So what is the meaning of God with us?
那神从来没有离开我们，那以马内利意思到底是什么呢？
When God first created Adam and Eve, God was with man.
当耶和华首先创造亚当和夏娃的时候呢，他与人同在。
He talked with man.
他与人说话。
Is this the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us?
这是不是以马内利，也就是神与我们同在的意思呢？
It does not mean that.
那个意思并不是如此。
After Adam sinned against God, has God deserted man? No.
那么当亚当犯罪后，神是否已经离弃了人呢？答案不是。
God continued to be with man.
神继续的与人同在。
Is that what it means? No.
那以马内利的意思是不是这样呢？也不是。
God did many miracles on earth through his prophets and his apostles. Is that the meaning of God with us?
那么神借着先知和使徒呢，在世界上呢，行了许多的神迹，这是不是以马内利的意思呢？
That is also not the meaning of Emmanuel.
这也不是以马内利的意思。
Emmanuel, God with us, means simply this.
那么以马内利的意思呢，就是是如以下。
It means that God walked amongst men.
意思呢，就是神与人同行。
Man could touch him.
人可以触碰他。
Man could observe his life.
人可以看见他的生命。
Man could hurt him.
人可以听他说话。
And man did.
而人的确可这么做了。
Man hurt him very deeply and badly.
那么人呢，已经听到他所说的话了。
He's not hurt. He's hurt. H-U-R-T.
Oh, sorry. 对不起，我听错了。应该是人重重的伤害了他。
They wounded him very grievously.
他们非常严重的伤害了他。
But why would that be a celebration of the world?
那为什么人伤害了神却要庆祝这个节日呢？
The world is celebrating Christmas.
那么这个世界呢，他们也庆祝圣诞节。
Christmas is Emmanuel.
那么圣诞的意思呢，就是以马内利。
It is not Christmas tree.
圣诞并不是圣诞树。
It is not Santa Claus.
也不是圣诞老人。
It is not eating, drinking and making merry.
也不是吃喝玩乐。
It is Emmanuel, God with us.
是以马内利，神与我们同在。
It is God walking in our midst.
是神与我们同行。
But how did God do that?
可是神如何这么做呢？
How did God walk in the midst of men?
神如何在我们人当中行走呢？
Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 28 tell us why.
那么路加福音一章二十六到二十八节就告诉我们为什么。
Verse 34 to 38 tells us how.
34到38节呢，就告诉我们为什么。
Verses 29 to 33 reveals to us the meaning of Emmanuel.
那么29节到33节就告诉我们以马内利的意思到底是什么。
Verse 26 says this. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
二十六节说，到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣，往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
God chose a city.
神拣选了一个城。
When man born into this world, he is born into a city, belongs to a country.
那么当一个人诞生的时候呢，他会诞生在一个城市或者一个国家里面。
All of us were born in that manner.
我们都是这样子诞生的。
And so was the Lord Jesus Christ.
而主耶稣基督也是这样诞生的。
The angel was sent by God to do his work.
那么神差遣了天使来做他的工。
It was a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
就来到了这个叫拿撒勒的城。
But Jesus was not born in Nazareth, he was born in Bethlehem.
但是耶稣并不是在拿撒勒城诞生的，他是在伯利恒诞生的。
That was where his family originated from.
这是他的家人呢的这个原籍的这个户头
就在这里。They moved up north to Galilee to find work.
那而他们离开了伯利恒呢，往北方去呢，是要去找工作。
And so they had been in Nazareth for many, many years.
所以玛利亚和约瑟呢，他们在拿撒勒呢很多年了。
And so this young lady by the name of Mary dwelt in Nazareth in the vicinity of Galilee.
那么这个玛利亚这个年轻的女子呢，她就在这个加利利的这个城市叫做拿撒勒住了很久。
The Bible said that she was a virgin.
那圣经告诉我们她是一个童女。
She was betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph.
那么她被许配给一个人呢，叫做约瑟。
Both of them belonged to the house of David.
那么他们两个人呢，都是属于大卫家的人。
And the virgin's name was Mary.
而这个童女呢，名字就叫玛利亚。
Now these are little facts that reveal to us the reality of what happened.
那么这一些小小的一些事实呢，就告诉了我们当时候到底发生了什么事。
These details are there to tell us that it actually took place just as you were born in a particular place, in a particular town, to a particular family.
这些细节呢，就告诉了我们这个事件是真实发生的，就好像我们一样，就生在某一个国家、某一个城、某一个家庭里。
We are not talking about a figment of man's imagination.
我们所说的并不是人的想象。
Santa Claus is a figment of man's imagination.
比如圣诞老人就是人所想象出来的。
But not Emmanuel.
但是以马内利却不是。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
And this was what the angel said to the Virgin Mary.
而这就是天使对玛利亚所说的话。
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
天使对玛利亚说，叫她就是对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
God tells us.That it was because of his grace that the angel came to speak to the Virgin Mary.
神告诉我们是因着他的恩典呢，差遣了这个天使来到玛利亚的面前。
That is the meaning of the phrase "highly favored."
这也就是蒙大恩女子的这个蒙大恩的这个意思了。
Mary, you have received very great grace from God.
因为玛利亚呢，她得蒙了神非常大的这个恩典。
She doesn't deserve this.
她并不配得到这个恩典。
The world does not deserve God being with us.
这个世界呢，也不配得神与我们同在。
You look at our world.
你看看我们这个世界。
Our world is filled with ugliness and sin.
我们这个世界多么的丑陋，多么的罪恶。
Who was the culprit of this ugliness and sin?
罪魁祸首是谁呢？
It's not the fault of the birds.
并不是天上的飞鸟。
It's not the fault of the fishes or the beasts.
也不是水里的鱼或者陆地上的走兽。
The fault lies entirely with mankind.
问题就在于人类。
For millenniums, mankind had desecrated and turned this wonderful world into a global cesspool of sin.
这过去几千年以来呢，是人类呢使这个美好的世界呢变成一个丑陋的地方。
Firstly, we divided this world into many, many parts.
首先呢，我们将这个世界呢分割成不同的部分。
That was not the intention when God gave Adam rule over this earth.
当神让亚当来管理这个世界的时候，他并没有这个意思。
But we have cut it up into many parts. We call them nations.
可是我们人类呢，却把它分割为许许多多的国家。
And then we begin to take pride in our nations.
然后我们就为自己的国度呢感到引以为傲。
And with pride, more sins continue to cripple our lives.
因为我们的傲慢呢，使到我们有更多的罪。
We become greedy.
我们变得非常贪婪。
And in our greediness, we enlarge our boundaries.
因为我们的贪婪，我们就要去攻打其他的国家。
We murder, we rape, we kill other human beings.
我们谋杀，我们强奸，我们掠夺其他的人类。
To what end? For what purpose?
为的是什么呢？
To gain more wealth, to gain more land. That was not why God gave this world to mankind to live and to enjoy.
当神赐给人类呢这片土地的时候，这并不是他的目的。
And inside every nation, we have our own little kingdom.
那除了我们的国家呢，我们自己也有许多的自己的国度。
And we think that we are lords of our own little kingdom.
我们也以为我们是自己国度里面的这个王。
And we also enlarge our little kingdom by gaining more wealth.
我们也希望赚取更多的财富，使到我们的国度能够扩展。
And in order to do that, we stab people in the back, we kill, we lie, we cheat.
为了达到这个目的呢，我们就去伤害别人，我们欺骗，我们欺诈。
This world does not deserve Emmanuel, isn't it?
所以这个世界根本不配得到神与我们同在。
Why would God want to walk in the midst of such evil and wicked human beings?
为什么神要在这罪恶的人当中行走呢？
You and I are born sinners.
我们生出来都是罪人。
If we are true to our own soul and we are honest with ourselves, we know what we deserve.
如果我们真实地看待自己的灵魂的话，我们就知道自己配得些什么。
We all know we deserve death.
我们知道我们配得死亡。
And we do not deserve death, and then we disappear into nothingness.
而我们并不会，我们死后并不会化为乌有。
That is a lie of Satan.
这是撒旦的谎言。
We deserve death, and we also deserve eternal punishment in hell because of sin.
我们不仅配得死亡，我们也配得死后呢，永远的在地狱里面受苦。
Because when we sin against one another, we also sin against our Creator God Himself.
因为当我们彼此犯罪的时候，彼此得罪的时候，我们也得罪了创造我们的神。
That is why when the angel came to the Virgin Mary, he said, "It is because of God's great grace that I have come."
那么，所以天使来到玛利亚面前的时候，他对他说，因为你蒙了神的大恩，所以天使才会来到他的面前。
The Virgin Mary was just like all of us.Totally depraved and a sinner to her very heart.
因为童女玛利亚本身也是一个罪人。
All of us deserve death and hell.
我们每一个人呢都配得死亡和地狱。
And yet God said, Emmanuel, God with us.
但是神却说，以马内利，神与我们同在。
I will walk in the midst of evil men and women and children.
神说，我要在邪恶的人当中行走。
And so the Virgin Mary was called the Blessed art thou among women.
所以这个童女玛利亚呢就被称为妇女中最得祝福的人。
She was already a believer.
她当时已经是个信徒了。
That's why she received God's grace once more in this incident.
所以她在这个事件里面呢，她再次得到了神的恩典。
Why was she blessed among all the women on this earth?
为什么她是这世界上所有妇人里面最得这个最蒙福的呢？
Firstly, Emmanuel, God with us, is because of God's grace.
那首先，以马内利，神之所以与我们同在，是因着神的恩典。
We don't deserve Christmas.
我们不配得这个圣诞节。
Don't you and I ever think for one single moment that we deserve Christmas?
我们不能够有这样的想法，认为我们配得这个圣诞节。
If God were to send all of us to die and to hell, God would still be God and He would still be right.
那么，如果神愿意呢将我们所有的人都下到地狱里去呢，他仍然是神，他仍然是公义的。
But thank God, God did not do that.
但是我们要感谢神，神并没有这么做。
He did not leave us to our condemnation because of our sin.
他没有离弃我们，也没有定我们的罪。
He looked down upon us and he wanted to do something into this world.
他垂看我们，并且要做一些什么。
And he chose the Virgin Mary to do this.
他拣选了玛利亚来做这件事。
She was a woman like every other woman, no different.
玛利亚跟其他的女人一样是没有不同的。
She was not sinless, she was a sinner like every woman.
她并不是无罪的，她跟其他的女人一样都是有罪的。
But she was specially chosen by God for this purpose.
可是她却被神特别的拣选。
And that purpose is God with us.
为了一个目的就是以马内利。
Because God will tell us how he will be with us.
因为神要告诉我们，他要如何与我们同在。
Verse 34 tells us how he will do that.
那么三十四节就告诉我们，神要如何与我们同在。
Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?"
玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”
The angel just told her, "You're going to be with child."
天使刚刚对玛利亚说你要怀孕生子
And she was confused.
她就觉得非常混淆
How can a woman be with child when she was a virgin and she did not know any man?
她想说一个童女从来没有跟男人结合过的童女 怎么可能生孩子呢
That is an impossibility.
这是不可能发生的事
And so the angel answered her and said, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
天使就回答他说圣灵要临到你的身上
The Holy Ghost shall come upon her and then the power of the higher shall overshadow her
圣灵要临到玛利亚的身上至高者的能力也要荫蔽他
Now how that is done we cannot explain from scripture
神如何这么做呢我们没有办法解释
We just do not know
我们就是无法知道
We only know what the Bible tells us in the last part of verse 35
我们所知道的呢就是35节的后半部
Because after the Holy Spirit had come upon the Virgin Mary She was still a virgin But she was already with child after that
也就是圣灵临到玛利亚身上的时候呢玛利亚仍然是个童女但是她却能够怀孕生子
And the Bible tells us Therefore that holy thing And that is the child that is now inside Mary's womb Which shall be born to her Shall be called the Son of God
天使说因此 所要生的圣者也就是玛利亚所要生的孩子呢必称为神的儿子
So this was how it was done
这就是神如何动工了
Mary did not lose her virginity
玛利亚并没有失去她的童真
She was a virgin in conception and she remained a virgin until the day when Jesus was born
玛利亚并没有失去她的贞洁她在怀孕的时候仍然是个童女她在生耶稣的时候仍然是一个童女
Why was that necessary?
为什么必须、是个童女呢
It was necessary because the Bible tells us God took on the form of a man when he walked with men
因为圣经告诉我们呢神降身为人与人同行
And through the Virgin Mary, Jesus became a 100% man.
借着童女所生呢，神耶稣就成了100%的人。
But because she was not conceived through another man like you and like me, Jesus was born without sin.
但是他和我们不同，并不是、借着男女的结合而生的，所以他生下来后他是无罪的。
The Holy Spirit came upon the Virgin Mary.
圣灵呢临到了玛利亚的身上。
And this person, Jesus, is the Son of God.
那耶稣是神的儿子。
The Son of God means that Jesus is God.
神的儿子意思就是他是神。
And because she was born of the Virgin Mary, she became fully man.
因为耶稣呢是借着童女而生的。
And while he was still fully man, he also retained His Godhead. He was still fully God at the same time.
他就是完全的人，但是他仍然也是完全的神。
And because the seed of man was not involved, Jesus was born without sin, sinless.
因为人的因子呢，不存在在这样的一个过程中，所以耶稣诞生的时候呢，他是完全的人，完全的神。
But why must God with us be in the form of Jesus being fully God and fully man walking amongst men?
那么神与人，对不起，神与人同在的方式，为什么要借着耶稣降世为、完全的人、完全的神与人同行呢
？Because of you and because of me.
为的是你和我。
You and I are human beings.
你和我都是人类。
That's why Jesus Christ must be a human being.
所以耶稣也必须是个人。
Because Jesus Christ came in order to die for you and to die for me.
因为主耶稣基督来是为了你和我而死。
So that you do not need to die, I do not need to die.
好像你和我都不需要死。
He will die in our place.
他要为我们而死。
And in order to do that, he must be a man.
他要这么做呢，他就必须是个人。
He cannot come as an angel.
他不能以天使的形象而来。
Because he cannot die for fallen angels.
因为他没有为这些堕落的天使而死。
In order for you and for me to be delivered from our sin, Jesus Christ must be a man.
为了拯救你我脱离罪恶呢，主耶稣基督必须降世为人。
But he cannot be born of another man.
但是他不能借着另外一个男人而生。
Because that would make him like you and like me, sinners.
因为如果是这样的话，他就跟你和我一样都是罪人了。
Then he cannot die for us.
他就不能为我们而死。
Why would the Son of God become a weakling, a mortal, to die for man?
为什么神的儿子要降世为人，为人而死呢？
Why would God do that for us?
为什么神要这么做呢？
Why would God give His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to walk in our midst to die for man?
为什么神要赐下他的独生子，叫他在人当中行走，为他们而死呢？
Would you do it?
你会这么做吗？
Would you sacrifice your son or your daughter for somebody?
你会为了其他人牺牲自己的儿女吗？
Maybe if that somebody is worthy of it, perhaps.
或许如果对方呢是值得你这么做的话呢，可能你会这么做。
Or maybe something or some event is worthy, isn't it?
或者某一样事情值得你这么做，或许你会愿意。
That's why some parents are prepared to send their sons to battle for the nation.
就比如一些母亲呢，他们愿父母呢，他们愿意将自己的孩子送上战场。
They are prepared to sacrifice their sons in order to protect the nation to have a home.
为了保卫他们的国家，保卫他们的家庭呢，他们愿意让他们的儿子上战场。
But the world of sinners are all sinners, depraved and wicked and evil, like you and me.
但这世界上所有的人却是罪人，就如同你和我一样。
Why would God send His only begotten Son, whom He has loved all His days from eternity past to eternity future, would do something like that?
为什么神所爱的神如此爱他的儿子，却要将他的儿子赐给这些邪恶的人呢？
Verses 29 to 33 describe for us the heart of God.
那么二十九到三十三节就向我们形容了神的心。
When the virgin saw the angel Gabriel, she was troubled at what he had said.And then it cast in her mind what manner of salutation or greeting this should be.
那么天使对玛利亚问完安之后，玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。
She was troubled. You said I'm blessed above all the women on the earth. What do you mean?
她感到非常惊慌，因为天使说她是蒙大恩的女子。
Of course, Mary as a young virgin girl was very frightened.
因为玛利亚是一个年轻的童女，她感到非常的害怕。
I mean, it was not every day that you meet an angel, was it?
因为我们并不是天天都会遇到这个天使的。
And then the angel said to her, "Stop being afraid, Mary."
天使就对玛利亚说：“玛利亚，你不要怕。
For you have found favor, grace with God."
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
God wanted to emphasize to the Virgin Mary that it is grace and it is still grace.
天使要向玛利亚强调的是，她是蒙恩的，而且就是因着神的恩典，她才会来到他的面前。
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
三十一节说，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
Jesus means Savior.
耶稣的意思呢，就是救主。
That's why Jesus came.
这也就是耶稣来到这世上的原因。
That's why he became a man.
这也就是为什么耶稣要成为人
，to save you and me from our sins，
就是要救你和我脱离我们的罪。
Even though you don't deserve it，
即便是我们并不配得
，you and I deserve death and hell，
因为我们配得的是死亡和地狱。
But God looked down from heaven and He took pity on us。
但是神垂看我们，他怜悯我们。
He looked at your life and my life。
他看着我们的生命。
He says, "I do not want to see anyone die and end up in hell."
他不愿意任何人呢，死了之后呢，下到地狱去。
And the only way that they do not need to die for their sin is someone else must take their place.
唯一能让人死不会为自己的罪而死的方式呢，就是找一个人来替代。
Can anyone on earth take my place, your place?
但是这个世界上有没有任何人可以替代我们的罪而死呢？
No one on earth could.
没有任何人。
Because every one of us, we are all sinners.
因为在这世界上的每一个人呢，都是罪人。
I can't die for my son, for my daughters. I have to die for my own sin.
我不能为我的儿女的罪而死，我必须为自己的罪而死。
They have to die for their own sin.
我的儿女必须为他自己的罪而死。
No matter how great my love is for them, I cannot die for them because I am unclean. I am a sinner myself.
不管我多么的疼爱他们，我都没有办法为他们的罪而死，因为我是一个罪人。
It has to be someone perfect.
因为我并不洁净，所以我们需要一个洁净的人。
And God the Father said to His only begotten Son.
那父神呢，就对他的唯一的独生子说
，Would you do it for these men and women and children?
你要为这些。世界上的人做这件事吗？
The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Yes, I would."
主耶稣基督同意了。
God the Father did not force the Son.
父神并没有就是强迫他。
The Son willingly did it.
主耶稣基督是心甘情愿的。
The Father loved us. The Father sent the Son.
父神爱我们，差遣了他的儿子。
The Son loved us, and the Son went willingly.
他的儿子爱我们，所以情愿为我们而死。
This kind of love we cannot understand.
这个爱是我们没有办法理解的。
But God did say you don't have to understand.
但是神告诉我们说我们不需要去理解。
You just have to accept.
我们只需要接受。
Would you accept this love of God in your life?
那你愿意接受神的爱吗?
Or would you push him away?
还是你会将他推到一边呢?
If you have heard the gospel before,
如果你曾经听过福音,
and you have been resisting and you have been pushing it away,
但是你非常抗拒,
don't push it away any longer.
请不要再抗拒了。
God's love for you is real.
因为神对你的爱是真实的。
This incident is real.
而我们今天所说的这个事件也是真实的。
It happened in the city of Galilee in Nazareth. Nazareth is still found in the Galilean region.
它发生在加利利的一座城拿撒勒，而拿撒勒呢仍然存在。
It is as real as you are seated here in this sanctuary.
就好像你今天坐在这里一样，那么真实。
This conversation between the angel and the Virgin Mary actually happened.
天使和玛利亚的对话呢，确确实实是发生过的。
Mary was our representative.
玛利亚是我们的代表。
It will be through Mary that Jesus Christ will take on the form of a man.
借着玛利亚呢，主耶稣基督就降世为人。
So that he can die for man.
好叫他能够为人。
That's why she is highly favored. It is because of God's grace.Toward mankind, that God chose Mary.
好叫耶稣能够为人而死，这也就是为什么这个玛利亚是蒙大恩的女子了。
You and I think that we came into this world to live.
我们以为我们生在这个世界呢是要随便过活的。
You and I are not living.
但是我们并没有好好的过活。
You and I are dying.
我们却是我们生下来是要走向死亡的。
You and I know that.
我们都知道这个事实。
You and I know that the moment you are born, you are about to die.
我们知道我们一生出来呢，就是走向死亡。
It is a sad day when you read in the papers of death upon death upon death all over the world.
如果有一天呢，你读这个报纸的时候，你发现呢，这个世界上到处都是死亡的案例。
Just recently, few days ago, maybe yesterday, a mother brought two of her sons to a funeral.
那么如果你读到这些新闻的话，你会感到非常的难过，就好像昨天吧，有一个母亲她带了她的两个儿子去送殡。
It was the funeral of a relative.
是一个亲戚死了。
She was holding their hands.
她就是一手牵着一个儿子。
They were at the Christian funeral in Choa Chu Kang. We went there many times.
他们就在蔡厝港的这个基督教的坟场。
The older son's shoelace was loose, and so she bent down to tie the shoelace of the son.
那么这个大儿子的这个鞋带松了，所以这个妈妈呢，她就弯下腰呢，替她的儿子绑鞋带。
The younger son was 2 years old.
那么这个小儿子只有两岁。
In order to tie the shoelace of the older son, she had to let go of her hand of the 2-year-old boy.
那为了替这个大儿子绑鞋带呢，她只好松手，把这个握着这个小儿子的手松了。
He ran from her.
那这个小儿子就跑掉。
He ran to the back of the bus that brought them to the cemetery.
他就跑到了这个大巴士的后面。
And there was a loud bang.
然后就听到一声很大的一声巨响。
And she turned and found a 2-year-old boy underneath the bus.
他转这个母亲转过头的时候，他就发现这个两岁的儿子呢已经被这个车子碾过了。
That 2-year-old boy died instantly.
这个两岁的儿子的当场就死亡了。
Death is no respecter of age.
我们知道这个死亡呢，并不看待你的年龄的。
There's no respect of health.
也不看你的健康。
Many professional sportsmen at the prime of their lives died because they died. That's it.
那么很多这个专业的运动员呢，在他们最高峰的这个人生呢，却死掉了。
Men will find a reason why men died.
这是没有理由的。
Oh, there was a problem with the heart.
或许是因为我们的心理有问题。
There was a problem with the blood vessel in the brain.
他们可能会说，或许是你的脑袋里的这个血管爆了。
They didn't drink enough water when they went running.
或许是这些运动员他们去跑步的时候没有喝足够的水。
It's none of these reasons.
但是问题都不出在这些。
It is because of sin, isn't it?
而是出于我们的罪。
Every time we fall ill, it is a reminder to us that we are dying, isn't it?
那当我们生病的时候呢，就再再的提醒我们，我们即将死亡。
And we keep ignoring the signs that God is sending to us.
可是我们却经常呢，忽略了这个迹象。
You and I are dying all the time.
我们时时刻刻都在死亡当中。
Every day that disappears from our life, we are one day closer to our death day, the moment we are born.
我们每过一天呢，就是更靠近这个死亡一天。
This coming Lord's Day will be the final Lord's Day of the year 2013.
那么接下来来临的这个主日呢，就是我们2013年的最后一个主日。
How many of the people you knew who were with us on the first Lord's Day of this year are no longer with us today?
那么今年第一个主日和我们在一起的人呢，今天还有没有跟我们在一起呢？
Have we not awakened to our own destiny?
我们为什么不能够醒醒啊，知道我们的这个结局呢？
If you and I die in our sin, we will end up in hell. Do we realize this?
我们是否知道，如果我们在罪里而死，我们会下到地狱去呢？
But God does not want us to end up in hell because He loved us, even though we don't deserve His love.
但是神爱我们，他不愿意我们下到地狱去。
It was not just a love of feeling.
这个爱并不是只是一种感觉。
It was a love backed up by action.
这个爱是有行动的。
He sent His only begotten Son Jesus Christ to become a man, and He called Him Jesus, Savior.
神就差遣了他的独子来到这个世界上，而且给他起名叫耶稣，也就是救主。
You and I think we come into this world to live.
我们以为我们来到这世界是为了活。
When in fact we are dying.
是为了活着，但实际上我们却在死。
But you will really live when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior.
但是如果你接受主耶稣作为你的救主的话，你就能够真正的活着。
Because unlike us, Jesus Christ did not come to live. He was already alive before He came.
因为和我们不一样的是，主耶稣基督来到这个世界上并不是为了活着，因为他在来之前呢已经活着了。
He is called Jesus because He came to die.
耶稣被称为耶稣呢，意思就是救主，他被意思就是要为我们而死。
He came to die for you tonight.
他今天晚上他来是要为你的罪而死。
If you sit in this sanctuary this evening and you know that you are still in sin and you have not dealt with your sin, beware.
如果今天你坐在我们当中，可是你知道你自己有罪，可是你却没有去处理它的话，你要小心了。
There is no guarantee that you're going to go through tonight.
因为我们没有人能够保障你今天能够度过这个晚上。
On the way here, while we were delivering some of our Christmas gifts to our friends,
那么我来教会的途中呢，去分发了一些礼物。
We passed this road just next to Singapore Polytechnic.
那么我们就经过了这个新加坡理工学院外面的一条大马路。
After delivering the gift, which took us no more than 10 minutes, we turn back and we travel back along the same road.
我们只花了大约十分钟的时间呢，把礼物交给我们的朋友，然后回到又途经那条马路。
There was an accident.
就看到了一起车祸。
The father was coming out of the vehicle, looking, opening the back door of his car, looking at his children.
那么这个父亲呢，他就从司机座呢出来去开后座的门，看看他的孩子有没有事。
I told my wife Angie, who was with me, that if we had arrived5 minutes earlier, we will probably be eyewitnesses of this accident.
我就告诉我的妻子说，如果我们早五分钟抵达的话，我们可能就会目击这场车祸。
One moment the road was clear, the next moment two vehicles crashed.
那这一刻呢，这个马路是通畅的，下一刻呢，却发生了车祸。
Don't procrastinate.
所以我们不能再单言了。
Your birth was not in your hands.
因为我们的生命并不是在我们手里的。
Your death is also not in your hands.
就好像我们的诞生和我们的死亡都不掌握在我们的手里。
Let tonight truly be Emmanuel.
所以但愿今晚呢，确实能够是以马内利。
May God say to you what He said to the Virgin Mary.
愿神以对玛利亚所说的话对你说。
The Lord is with you.
主与你同在。
Is He with you?
那他今天是否与你同在呢？
The Lord was with Mary.
主是与这个玛利亚同在的。
In what way was the Lord with Mary?
他如何与玛利亚同在呢？
The Lord was with Mary inside her heart.
那主是在玛利亚的心里。
She was already a believer.
因为玛利亚已经是一个信徒了。
That's why God chose her.
所以神才拣选了她。
God was very gracious and merciful to her.
那么神对他有恩典。
God can be very gracious and merciful to you.
那么神也可以给你很大的恩典。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest.
圣经告诉我们呢，主耶稣基督要伟大，他要被称为至高者的儿子。
The Son of the Highest means he is the highest son.
至高者的儿子呢，意思就是他是最伟大、最高的。
Of all the men on earth, Jesus Christ is the highest of all.
他是人类当中最至高的儿子。
Because he was fully God and fully man.
因为他是完全的人、完全的神。
That's what verse 32a says.
这就是32节所说的。
It speaks of his deity.
这里呢就说到了他的神性。
And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. It speaks of his humanity.
主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，说的是他的人性。
Jesus' humanity has a forefather kind of a heritage.
那么耶稣的人性呢是在于他有这个先祖。
When King David became king, Jesus Christ said to King David, God said to King David, through you,Jesus will come.
那么当大卫成为王的时候呢，神对大卫说，那么借着大卫呢，主耶稣基督要来到这世上。
That's how we know that Jesus is fully God and fully man.
我们因此而知道主耶稣基督。
And that's why his death is of infinite value.
主耶稣基督是完全的人，完全的神。
If he is just one man who is perfect, he can only save one man.
所以他的死是有价值的，因为如果他是人，他的死只能拯救一个人。
Because when the God-man dies, his death is of infinite worth and infinite value.
因为他是完全的人，完全的神，所以当他死的时候，他的死是蛮有价值的。
It is enough to save all mankind.
是可以拯救所有的人类的。
Everyone from the time of Adam right up to the last human being before the Lord Jesus Christ returns.
从亚当开始，一直到主耶稣基督再来的那最后一个人类，他都能够拯救。
This worth of the saving work of Jesus Christ is infinite.
这就是主耶稣基督救赎工作的这个价值了。
It will never be exhausted. It will never run dry.
而且这个价值是永远不会殆尽的。
No matter how great your sins are, the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to wash away all your sins.
不管你的罪有多么的大，主耶稣基督的血是能够洗净的。
Because it is the blood of the God-Man.
因为这个血是来自完全的人，完全的神。
Don't reject the love of God tonight.
所以今天晚上不要抗拒神的爱。
Don't allow yourself to die in sin and end up in hell.
不要让你自己死在罪里，然后下到地狱去。
Because there is no escape after death.
因为死后是没有任何逃避的。
It is eternal. It is permanent. It is forever.
死后的生命呢是永远的。
Come to Jesus tonight.
所以今天晚上，请你来信主。
He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。
And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
他的国也没有穷尽。
How will he reign?
他要怎么样做王呢？
When Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary,
当耶稣死在加略山的这个十字架上，
he defeated death for you and for me.
他为你和我呢战胜了死亡。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because God raised him from the dead on the third day after Jesus died.
因为在耶稣死后的第三天呢，神将他从死里复活了。
That's how he will reign.
这就是他能够称王了。
Once you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior from your heart,
只要你由衷的相信他作为你的救主，
that's all you need to do.
这就是你所需要做的。
Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Don't hold anything back.
用口来忏悔，然后用心来接受。
Know in your soul that you are bankrupt of everything.
你要知道你的灵魂是破产的。
Your money is useless.
你的金钱是没用的。
Your good works are filthy rags in the sight of God because they are all stained by thy sinful hands.
你的善功在神的眼前都是如破布一样，因为他是用我们沾满了这个罪恶的手来做的。
It may be good enough compared to other men's works.
他我们所做的善功可能比别人来得好。
But it is not good enough from God's standard.
可是用神的标准来衡量的话是遥不可及的。
Your money, your good works will not be able to deliver you from your sin.
你的财富，你的善功呢，是没有办法使你脱离罪的。
Don't you ever believe it.
所以你不要相信这些。
You and I know it is not good enough.
你知道我们做什么都 不能够拯救自己。
If you are true to your own soul, you know you are. It is not good enough.
如果你真心的看待自己的灵魂，你知道我们所做的都是不足够的。
You have lied, you have cheated, you have lusted. We have committed many heinous sins.
我们欺骗人，我们贪恋别人的东西，我们犯了许许多多的罪。
God says you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior from your heart.
神说我们要用我们的心诚心诚意的来接受主耶稣作为我
们的救主。Death will be defeated in your life.
那么死亡就会被战胜了。
That's why every believer never dies.
所以每一个信徒呢都不会死。
Because when we leave this world, we are in heaven.
因为当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们就去了天堂。
When a sinner leaves this world in sin, he ends up in hell. That is death.
如果一个人呢在罪里离开这个世界呢，他就会下到地狱去。
Don't go to hell, dear friends.
亲爱的朋友，不要下到地狱去。
It is a place of great torment and pain.
因为那里呢，充满了许多的苦难。
Don't go there.
所以不要去到那里。
If you have loved ones who have not heard of Christ and they are in hell,
如果你有亲人呢，不认识主耶稣，然后选择了地狱。
They don't want you to follow in their footsteps.
他们也不愿意你选择他们的道路。
Because there was an incident that happened just like that.
因为就是发生过这样的事情。
There was a man who died in his sin, and he was in hell.
那么有一个人呢，他死了，下到地狱去。
And the Bible tells us that he cried, "Don't let my brothers, my family members, join me in hell."
那么圣经告诉我们呢，他在地狱里面呼喊，希望神不要让他的这个兄弟姐妹呢，像他一样下到地狱去。
He wanted them to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
他希望他们呢，在世的人呢，都能够接受主耶稣。
God wants you to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior tonight.
那神今天晚上也要你来接受主耶稣作为你的
救主。Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
God says, Emmanuel, I want to be with you in particular.
神说，以马内利，我要和你们在一起。
God with us is not good enough.
神与我们同在并不足够。
Jesus Christ walked in the midst of man.
因为主耶稣与我们同行。
So that every man may have God in his heart.
好叫每一个人呢，心里都有神。
And when you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, you have God inside your heart.
那如果你接受了主耶稣作为你的救主的话，你的心里就有了神。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的意义了。
This is Emmanuel.
这也就是以马内利的意义了。
Ask yourself one simple question.
问你自己一个简单的问题。
Why would God send His only begotten Son to walk amongst wicked, evil, sinful men whom He knew will one day kill His Son?
为什么神要把他的爱子差遣到这个充满罪的世界上，与这些邪恶的人一起同行呢？因为他知道这些邪恶的人有一天呢会杀死他的儿子。
Because God loved you.
原因就是神爱你。
He always has, and He always will.
他一直以来也永永远远的会爱
着你。Don't push away His love.
所以不要抗拒他的爱。
When you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you are pushing away His love.
如果你拒绝主耶稣基督的话，你就是在抗拒神的爱。
When you reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are telling God you make a mistake. You have wasted Jesus Christ. I don't need Him to die for my sins.
如果你拒绝主耶稣，你就是好像是在跟神说，我不需要主耶稣基督，你浪费了差遣他来的这样的一个事工。
How would you feel? If someone tells you that he spent the entire year planning to get you a Christmas present,
那如果有个人说他花了整整一年的时间呢，去想说他要送你一个是怎样的圣诞礼物，你会怎么想呢？
And finally, after many hundreds of hours and cost him an arm and a leg, he finally purchased it for you.
那他竭尽就是想了很久之后呢，他终于为你买了一份圣诞礼物。
And then when he hand it over to you, expecting you to embrace it, be grateful and be thankful, instead you take it and you throw it back into his face.
那么他当他把这个礼物呈现给你的时候呢，他希望你接受，他希望你带着感恩的心，但是你却把它丢在一边。
How would you feel if you were that person?
那如果你是那个送礼的人，你会有什么感觉呢？
When you love that person so much that you would do anything this entire year to go out of your way to spend so much money to buy a present for someone that you love, and the person says, "I don't care, take it and throw it away."
你为了你这个你所爱的人呢，花了这么多的心思和这么多的金钱去买了一件礼物送给他，可是他却说我不要，丢掉吧。
The birth of Jesus Christ took thousands of years for it to become a reality.
那么主耶稣基督的诞生呢，也是花了这数千年的。
It cost God the Father the priceless blood of His only begotten Son.
他要神要拯救我们呢，是借着要是需要主耶稣基督付出他的宝血的。
If you spurn and throw away Jesus Christ, the perfect gift from God to you.That is the greatest sin that you could ever commit on this earth and in your life.
那主耶稣基督是神赐给我们最好的礼物。如果你把这个礼物丢掉的话，你就是犯了这人生中最大的罪了。
Please don't let that happen.
所以不要让这样的事情发生。
Receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior.
接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主。
You know you don't deserve.
你知道你并不配得他。
It is because of God's grace.
我们能够接受他，乃是因为神的恩典。
Just come to Him from your heart.
所以要用心来到他的面前。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
May Thy Holy Spirit take the word of everlasting life and speak to every heart.
求主你的圣灵用你的圣洁的话语来与我们说
话。That none of us may realize how great and wonderful Your grace is toward us.
好叫我们知道你的恩典有多么的伟大。
To all of us who are Your children.Renew our love for you, O Lord.
对于所有的基督徒，我们求主更新我们对你的爱。
Help us to live only for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们只要为我们的主耶稣基督而活。
Help us never to forget how great a price that was paid on the cross in order for us to have our sins forgiven.
帮助我们时刻的记得主耶稣基督为了我们的罪付出了多么大的代价。
Fill our hearts with gratitude and thanksgiving, O Lord, because we do not need to be found in hell for eternity.
求主帮助我们的内心充满着感恩，因为我们不需要下到地狱去。
You have cleansed us of all our sins by the blood of our Savior.
因为你借着主耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
And God indeed is with us.
而神确实与我们同在。
We pray, Father, for some in our midst who are still in sin without Christ.
我们为这当中还没有信主的人祷告。
Speak to their hearts, O Lord, may they never leave this world without knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
求主你的话语感动他们的心，好叫他们在离开这个世界之前呢，会来信主。
May Thou be merciful to them, O Lord, that they may receive Thy love for them.
求主怜悯他们，好叫他们来领受你的大爱。
May this Christmas be truly Emmanuel for them.
愿这个圣诞节确确实实是以马内利，神与他们同在。
Be merciful for Jesus' sake.
为了主耶稣基督的缘故，求主怜悯大家。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名求。
Amen. Amen.